Let's go on to the word of wisdom. Definition of a word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose and plan. Now think of that word wisdom. This is not just about getting a bit of information. It's about knowing strategic plans. It's about having wisdom into the purposes of God. It has to do with the divine purpose and plan in the mind and will of God concerning a person, place, or thing. That was a quote by Kenneth Hagin. Also, it could be a knowing in part of God's wisdom in any given situation. Now, this is not the gift of wisdom. This is a word of wisdom. This is not naturally acquired or known. This is supernaturally, you just know something. You just supernaturally do. You can receive it in a dream. It can be a knowing on the inside of you, but somehow you know, wait, we're not going to do it this way. We're going to do it that way. It's like when prophets get called into boardrooms of businesses. They don't have business training. They don't know about structuring finance or industry. They get called into a boardroom and they go around the table and God shows them a blueprint for how to make money in the future. For example, back in 2008, I walked into my living room, I pointed my finger at my husband. You've heard this, right, Carol, so I'm not making this up. Pointed my finger at my husband, I said, honey, get all our money out of the stock market because it's gonna collapse. And you know, everything I tell that man, he don't always do. You know, he'd try in the spirit and be like, honey, I don't think that was God, you know. Let me think about that for a while, like when I'm saying, you need to go take out the trash and stuff, right? But he looked at me and he pulled up his laptop, and at that time we had access to our funds online, and he immediately took all of our money out of our IRA and stuck it in a bond account to hold it, whatever it was some kind of account to hold it so it wouldn't be tied to the stock market. And it was within a couple weeks, the entire bottom fell out of 2008, fell out of the stock market. How many of you remember that? And that was a word of wisdom. Something in the future, a strategy that God gave us to preserve our finances. So then we could help our family later on with different things. We could have that money to help our family with different things. But so God wanted to preserve that, so he gave me a word of wisdom. Now I've received other words of wisdom, say word of wisdom.
Word of wisdom.
Through dreams. You know, there's been times where I've had dreams about things, simple things, like when I was gonna get married and I had a dream, I went to the mall. I went to the 579 shop in Northridge Mall. I walked into the store, I walked in the store, turned to the left, put my hand on the rack, pulled the dress out, and that was my wedding dress. I woke up and I told my mom, Mom, we gotta go to the Northridge Mall, to the 579 shop. And so we went. I went to the 579 shop in Northridge Mall, went up the escalator, turned to the left, went in the store, turned to the left, took the dress off the rack, and that is the wedding dress I wore 36 years ago to marry my husband. And I still have that dress in a plastic bag stuck somewhere. Anyway, so words of wisdom. God gives you a little bit of information. And now, again, all of these gifts can sometimes ride on the prophetic release. So I might get a simple word of blessing, edification, exhortation, and comfort, which is called simple prophecy. Simple prophecy, by the way, is when you have a word by inspiration of the Spirit of God to bless somebody, but it is specifically edification, exhortation, comfort, which is to build up, to encourage, and to console. It's all good stuff. You can't write it on a Valentine card, don't see it. That's simple prophecy. Say simple prophecy.
Simple prophecy.
But simple prophecy is a vehicle of the Spirit. It is a runway of the Spirit. It is a flow of the Spirit that God can add his revelatory gifts to. So I might be in the middle of prophesying to somebody and suddenly I have a knowing, I have a sense, I have a vision of a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge. And for example, I don't know if you remember, but there was a girl back there last night, and I went up to her and I said, "Was that you? Were you wearing cami yesterday, a camo jacket and shirt yesterday?" Anyway, the point is that I went up to her and I waited on the Lord. Remember, I prophesied and it was a lot of good stuff, but then I waited on God. Sometimes it's important to do that. Just saying. And I heard in my spirit what I released out my mouth, and that was, "You have the ability to start a business." And she just started crying. Do you remember that? Yeah, she was sitting right there. That is a word of wisdom. Why? It's a piece of information about her future, the plan of God in her life. Do you understand? Okay, so, and that happened in different ways. So, and sometimes you can just operate in these gifts without prophesying. Like a lot of times, I'll just get a word. And it's not a big, oh, huge prophecy. It's like, for example, I'm looking at the cameraman, and he reminds me of an actor. And I could say the name of the actor, and I'll say who the name of the actor is, who I enjoy, but most people maybe you know who he is, maybe you don't. And I believe his name is Barry Bosworth. And what that means to me, because I was thinking about this, is number one, Barry is a play on words. This is how you get things prophetically when they resound in your spirit. That there's going to be a lot of fruit from your ministry. But because this is an actor, the Lord was impressing upon me how outstandingly he's going to use you in the media even more, and connecting you with what we call here in Southern California the business, people in the business, which is arts, media, entertainment, what Prophet Johnny Enlow would call the celebration mountain. So God's going to increase that in your life, and there's going to be amazing favor and finances to that. Amen. Amen. And so now that's a word of wisdom. Why? Because actually it's mixed with a word of knowledge, because it's something that I see upon him now, but there's application for the future. So present word of knowledge, future word of wisdom. Okay? All right. So this is, so again, it's not something you get in the natural. There's a wisdom that can be acquired by life's experiences or in studying the word of God, but that's not the supernatural manifestation of the gift of the word of wisdom. General wisdom has been promised to everybody. In fact, the Bible says if you lack wisdom, ask God for it and he'll give it to you. But that's not what this is. This is supernatural revelation of wisdom, a thought in the mind of God about a person's, God's plan for them and their future, okay? Or situations. It can be have applications. Words of wisdom or knowledge can have applications in every stream of life, not just for people, but for businesses. I remember one time I went into a Kmart. I walked into a Kmart store, and I looked around, and I knew. Now, this is how I know that it's a gift it's one of the revelatory giftings. I happen to know that I know that I know. I know that I know that I know it. Some things I get from the Spirit of God by perception, and it's kind of more of a wispy thing that I have to kind of pay attention to and glean from, but it's a little cloudy, but I've learned to trust Holy Spirit, and as I look into it, I see a little bit more clearly in my spirit, and there comes a little bit more definition. But sometimes when gifts of the Spirit are strongly in manifestation in my life, people say, "How did you know that?" And if you hear me say, "I know that I know," that was a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge. That's how I really get that. There's something that's so strong about it. When I walked into my husband and I said, "Get our money out of the stock market, get it out now." For example, I walked into this Kmart and I called for the manager. You know, I'm so bashful. And they called the manager, and I said, "Please don't close this store. I shop here all the time. Look how busy it is. Do not close this store." And he looked at me and he said, "We're not going to close the store. I'm the manager here. If they're going to close the store, I would know." And I looked at him and I said, "They are going to close the store, and you better go and find out, because you're not going to have a job here, because they plan on closing the store. Please talk them out of it. When they tell you this, please remember these words and tell them to please not close the store." Like, this is a true story.
Wow.
That store was closed down within 30 days.
It
was,
So
that was a word of wisdom, right? It has to do with the future and me trying to get them to please keep the store open. There you go. It didn't work. They still ended up closing it. And this type of thing happens a lot. And so it's not about so much the definition. It's just you knowing that a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, is supernatural information given to you about a person, place, or a thing. Can you say person, place, or thing?
Person, place.
And it can have applications in every situation wherever you go. It is by divine revelation of the Spirit of God. It is Holy Spirit manifesting himself through you so that people and in that situation, you and the people around you will know the greatness of who he is. Amen? And so in Christ, the Bible says it's all wisdom. We only get a word. So in Colossians 2:3, it says, "To him, in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Oh, I love that, don't you? You know what? You can go to every class in the world. But honey, if you just fall in love with Jesus, if you just put your head on his breast, if you just hear his heartbeat, if you just adore him, you're going to get revelation. Think of the of John. They called him John the Beloved. Who the Bible says that at the supper he was the one laying his head on the chest by the heartbeat of Jesus. If you will fall in love with Jesus and you will lay your ear against his heart, he will share with you his mysteries. Whether it's through words of wisdom, words of knowledge, discerning, sensing, dreams, visions, whatever it is, just knowings, God is going to come. Jesus' love is going to compel you. He will, as you fall in love with him more and more, you will have the treasures of wisdom and knowledge revealed to you, because they're all hidden in him. Can you say that with me? They are all hidden in him.
They are all hidden
in him. Amen. So let's talk about a word of wisdom. We saw this when Samuel, God told Samuel his future plan and purpose for Saul. In 1 Samuel 9:16, tomorrow about this time, I'm going to send you a man from the land of Benjamin, and you're going to anoint him commander over my people Israel, and he will save my people from the hand of the Philistines, for I have looked upon my people because of their cry. Their cry has come to me. So when Samuel saw Saul, excuse me, so when Samuel saw Saul, boy, say that three times really fast. That's a tongue twister. When Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said to him, quote, "There he is, the man I was talking to you about. This is the one who will reign over my people." Now that was a word of wisdom given to the prophet Samuel about Saul regarding the plans and purposes for Israel. Do you understand? And God will give that to you. He'll give that to you about future presidents and about governors and about things in our country and about legislation and about your job issues and the school issues and your children. God will do all of that. And we saw the word of wisdom regarding Noah. When God told him, build an ark, everybody. Build an ark, because it's going to rain. Okay, that was a word of wisdom. Joseph, God told him there was going to be a famine and to make provision for that. That was a word of wisdom. Agabus prophesied, the prophet Agabus in Acts 11, 28. The Lord had told him there was going to be a drought. That was a word of wisdom. Amen. And Ananias, in Acts 9, 15, God, the Lord, said to him, go to Paul And he says, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." Ananias was given a word of wisdom regarding God's plans and purposes in Paul's ministry. And if you're involved in ministry, God's going to give you those words of wisdom for the people among you, the people you shepherd, the people you teach, the people, even people in your own household and school.